and I was there until my national service came up. And you want to hear about that?
Oh yes, please.
Well, I was very lucky with my national service in that I didn't go anywhere where there was bullets flying, but I got pretty much halfway around the world and back on a troop ship. I did my training anyway in Cameron Barracks in Inverness, in the Cameron Highlanders, and we seemed to be on the move all the time, because after our 10 weeks initial training, took part in the Tattoo in Edinburgh, which I thoroughly enjoyed. We were in Redford Barracks for 7 weeks while that was going on, and we did a thing. It was Queen Victoria had presented the Cameron Highlanders with new colours way back in 18 something, and we had to reenact all this and learn all the old fashioned drill and wear the old fashioned uniforms, and it was quite enjoyable. That
they still had the old uniforms.
Yes, and at that time armies marched in fours, not in threes as they do now. You know, so we had to learn all the drill for that particular thing. So when that finished, we were on the move again. I had to go to Lüneburg in Germany to join the regimental battalion there. Lüneburg is where the war, where the armistice was signed, I believe. It's near Hamburg, that sort of area, Lüneburg Heath. So I wasn't there so long when the battalion was getting sent out to Korea. The war had finished, luckily, but we were getting sent out there, and we first came home to a transit camp in Elgin, and were there for a few weeks before we embarked at Glasgow on a troop ship. They took the troop ship to Glasgow because there was a rail strike at the time. We were supposed to join it at Southampton and go down by train, but there was a rail strike. So instead they brought the boat up up the Clyde, and that was quite an experience itself. So anyway, 6 weeks in the boat going out to Korea, calling at all the ports on the way out. Most of them you were allowed to go ashore, not them all. And spent a while in Korea, a bit of summer, a bit of severe winter. It wasn't a particularly nice posting, but we did get a week's holiday in Japan and Tokyo as well. And then all the trip back home eventually, calling out all the different ports. So I was very lucky in that respect.
What were you doing in Korea?
Mostly guard duties, and guarding. You know, there'd been a ceasefire, or a, you know, there's never an end really. It's still the same yet, I think. So they had this demilitarized zone, and we had to go and guard that. And our part, mostly it was Americans and Australians, but we, you know, it was a multinational Commonwealth division that we were in. But again, I was so lucky that I missed the war there, which was pretty bitter, you know.